You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
So my name is Solange Tiyashime and I'm the president and CEO of Elevate International. So Elevate International is an organization that's dedicated to inspire, empower, and elevate women, focusing on advancing women in leadership and economic empowerment, and putting a greater focus afterwards into looking at the issues that women are facing the most. So we look at the leadership part, and then we also look at the philanthropic part on the issues affecting women around the world. You know, I've always been passionate about humanitarian work, and being a UNICEF Canada ambassador for so long, and having been a refugee myself, I knew what it means to be a girl in a developing country. But I also knew growing up here as a girl who grew up from New Brunswick, I also knew that I always thrive and I always thrive in environments where I could lead, but I didn't often see people who looked like me or to see more women who were leading. So it was really hard to imagine what that looks like. And then I was able to connect that philanthropic world and my work in leadership. And I realized that if we're truly trying to solve the world's problems, we're going to need all citizens of this world to be participating amongst the leaders of our society. And as you know, women are not part of the leaders that are leading in this world. So how do we expect to change the world when we're not changing those who are sitting around the table to make those decisions together? So leadership is men and women and gender diverse people sitting at one table and truly deciding what is best for all people. And women and girls are nowhere to be found, and we need to change that. So I remember my first conference, I think only 75 people showed up, but I loved it so much, I knew I wanted to do it. I've hosted an International Women's Day Summit of 400 people in Parliament. We've hosted Persons Day in Ottawa as well. We've hosted more than 450 people. We've hosted in New Brunswick. I've also gone to Africa as well. So the idea is continue expanding, but not just to host events and host conferences, but it's also to look at what are the best practices and policies that are being implemented in organizations and private companies to truly advance women and create that pipeline so that opportunities for leadership is for men and women and they're equal. I am from the Maritimes. I grew up in New Brunswick, so the Maritimes, I have a soft spot for it. And I had one in New Brunswick and it was quite successful. And I know that Halifax is a big hub that unites all these Atlantic provinces to come together. But more importantly, I also had really great support here. I have family members here who are amongst the leaders as well. But we also have great leaders in this community who were so ready to jump on this opportunity to create a constructive dialogue that they did not hesitate to say yes and be part of this. So it made it an easy yes. I will be coming back more often. We're already starting to think about 2020. So I will be coming back to Halifax more often. And this is something that I love, visiting our communities, because, you know, we're a community of very solid, resilient people. So it's always nice to rejoice and to see how everyone is doing and to give each other some words of wisdom and inspiration to just keep moving forward.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.